Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gator, I'm not the biggest snack guy. You know, I got my favorites.
Yeah.
Cheese popcorn, love cheese popcorn.
Yeah.
Fritos just tweeted something out.
Oh, Fritos.
Yep. I didn't realize
chili cheese Fritos are great.
I didn't realize Fritos had a had seasonal items.
Okay, I didn't know if I knew that either.
Fritos just tweeted out the coming of spring means honey barbecue flavor twists for us.
Those are delicious. It's only a seasonal thing?
Apparently, according to Fritos' official Twitter account. But let me say, almost all Fritos, almost all corn chips, to me are great. I think the honey barbecue flavor twists are the absolute best that Fritos has to offer. And I had no idea that they were seasonal. Kang, did you know that? Did you know that the flavor twists, the honey barbecue, were seasonal?
No idea. I thought that was part of the rotation for sure.
Regular lineup?
Why is that seasonal?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going through all the Fritos products that they have right now for like the actual Frito chips. They have the originals. They got the scoops, which, by the way, the Frito scoops, I love the Frito scoops for dips.
They're like made, they're like industrial strong.
They're great,
too.
Yeah.
You can't break one of those.
No, they're against the Tostitos, but the Tostitos ones, they do break. You know, it's a little cup and it's great. Those are great for like salsa, but like for a 7-layer dip, you need the Frito scoops. And then they have the jalapeno corn chips, lightly salted corn chips, the aforementioned flavor twist with the honey barbecue. Those are
seasonal.
They are really tasty. My favorite are the chili cheese flavored ones. And then they have Flamin' Hot. I've never had the Flamin' Hot. I'm not a big fan of Flamin' Hot. But I do like the chili cheese ones.
Well, keep your eye open.
They usually have them in the bistro in the back.
Do they? Because
yeah.
I've looked back there and haven't noticed.
Well, if they're seasonal.
That's why.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe we'll go check next commercial break and see if they're back.
I'm working up a hunger for some.
I mean, I'm not
the chili cheese anymore.
If I were more of a snack guy, I'd probably be lobbying Fritos pretty hard to make those things year round.
Maybe you should make a stand.
You know, it's interesting. I don't go with a lot of public, you know, put my foot down. This might be one.
Well, the snack size isn't going to hurt you, right? The what hurts you with the chips is when you get the big bag, and then you realize after 15 minutes, you've gone through almost the whole bag. That's a problem. The snack size, you get like 15 chips in it. It's harmless. It's just something to tie you over. When you're making a meal, then you got issues.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Did I just eat a whole box? That can't be good for me.
I think you're supposed to, though, with Thin Mints.
You think you're supposed to eat the whole box? Serving size, one box?
Exactly. One, at least one sleeve.
Here's to Fritos making the honey barbecue twists year round.
They're tasty.
Yeah. All right, 248-539-9797. We said we'd get to some Tiger stuff. Look, they took 2 of 3 from Minnesota. They lost no ground on 500 in the Minnesota and Texas and Minnesota series, which I think it's kind of a big deal. Not to do anything other than, you know, we're looking for early season signs that they aren't going to be awful right out of the gate. They've been, we've talked about this, it's been well documented, 24 games under 500 before we got to May in each of the last 3 years, which is incredible ineptitude to open a season. These were expected to be the toughest three games. Minnesota won't, maybe they won't be as good as everybody suspected. They were kind of the overwhelming favorite in the American League Comedy Central, but they are now, they are struggling, firmly ensconced in fourth place, but it's early. I still suspect they're going to be a pretty good baseball team. Taking two of three from them is not anything to sneeze at. They lost no ground on 500 in this stretch. It's not going to get easier going to Tampa here, but I mean, some good stuff happened this weekend. Torque starting to hit the ball. Casey Mize, 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. His splitter was pretty good. He was hitting 97 on the gun repeatedly. Casey Mize, are we starting to see what Casey Mize is supposed to be?
Yes, we are. And he's got more velocity than he's ever had, and that's an added weapon for him. By the way, the Tigers, they were one below 500 through that stretch because they played the Rangers 4 times, lost 3 out of 4.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the Rangers, and they split against the Twins, right, and then they beat, right, the Twins. But nonetheless, they didn't lose a ton of ground. They're still above 500. I love what I've seen from Casey Mize. There's a reason you were taking 1-1. You had talent. Let's realize that talent, but they've had to rework his mechanics a bit because of the injury issues. And he's come back, and he's coming back throwing harder than ever. And his other pitches are really starting to develop. And every outing, he's gotten better. And now he goes scoreless in the outing yesterday, right? 6 scoreless innings?
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. And it's pretty great.
Yep.
It's pretty great when you're asking for more greatness from guys that you expected from at some point. 1-1, yeah, I expected Casey Mize to hit it.
And by hit, you mean just hit as a draft pick.
Yes. Yeah.
Not hit at the plate. Torque is the one we expect to hit at the plate. Evan Petzl tweeted out, Spencer Torkelson has recorded his highest 4 exit velocities on 68 balls in play in the past 6 days, with today's 7th inning double at 106.5 miles per hour, ranking 4th on the list. So that's a good sign as well. Look, there are bats that can give them more.
That's okay? One.
and Riley Green is getting on base. If he's not hitting for average, he's getting on base. And Baez is actually had a decent weekend. I mean, it wasn't great on the air, but made an incredible play with the double play where he flipped it with the ball still in glove to get the double play ball. Hey, man, if the pitching stays... And one of the things about the pitching is the Tiger bullpen has been lights out. I think the Dickerson stat yesterday in the radio broadcast was that Chafin has like a 2.03 ERA, which is the worst in the bullpen. The worst is really good. That's why the bullpen was my champ of the weekend.
Yeah, Chafin's ERA, you know, it's not 2.80, it's 2.08.
I said 2.03.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. 2.08 that's unbelievable. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, and every other relief pitcher has a sub-2 ERA on the team. And then you look at Skubal as a starter, 2.28. Matt Manning in spot duty, 2.92. Casey Mize now at 2.95. You know, that's pretty amazing. And so then you have Olson, Flaherty, and Maeda bringing up the rear. And we've seen really good out of Flaherty. We've seen not so good out of Flaherty, but we've seen really good out of Flaherty. We've also seen really good out of Reese Olson. We still have yet to see really good out of Maeda.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.